The following is a paid program. The information you're going to hear and the questions you might hear answered are not necessarily those of the radio station or the radio station management or its advertisers. It's the information I'm supplying you. I'm Bob Parker, the guy that sponsors this program. So if you want more information about this program, other than what you hear, and you can go to bobparkerhealth.com and hear it again, or call 833-710-4797. Thank you, and listen to this station every week for this great show. Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency, every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m. here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB. The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost over on December 7th. So if you're concerned about your prescription costs in particular, you should get a hold of your agent or get a hold of me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, 833-710-4797. Happy December. Here we are. It's getting cold outside. Snowing up in the Poconos, and for those that want to look forward to go skiing, it's that time of the year. This is Bob Parker. I'm with Health Markets Insurance Agency. I cover all of Pennsylvania, as well as I can help you in Ohio, New Jersey, and Delaware, and a number of other states. I broadcast on this station every week, and I talk to you about health insurance, and about Medicare insurance, and about health. That's what I've been doing now for 33 years. God bless me. It's hard to comprehend that I've been doing it that long, but that's the case. I'm located actually in Northeast Pennsylvania, but I can help you outside of the annual enrollment period. By the way, the annual enrollment period for Medicare ends December 7th, but you can do it again. You can change your mind if you decide on January 1st to March 31st. That's called the open enrollment period for Medicare. I know this sounds really crazy, and I'm driving you nuts here with all these dates. But the Obamacare program, though, the program through penny.com or the federal marketplace, depending on what state you live in, goes through December 15th for a January 1st start date and through January 15th for a February 1st start date. So this has been a totally insane and crazy, absolutely astounding period. I've been working 7 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day, and having a fun time, if you want to call it fun working that much. But at least, you know, that's the great thing I like about this job, because the rest of the year, outside of October 15th to December 15th, it's a fairly easy job. I am a young 75 years old, and I enjoy working and talking about the fact that I try to help you as a person with your health insurance. You can call me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com. Fill out the form there, and we'll get back to you and help you get your health coverage or your Medicare coverage or help direct you in other directions, you know, as far as your health goes. I'm not a big one to discuss politics on the air, but we have some major political changes going this year. But I do talk a little bit, the last couple of weeks here, I've talked about this Haitian orphanage I've helped out for now for 5 or 6 or 7 years. The reason I tell you about this is because this orphanage of 34 children, at least was down to that low number recently when they got driven out of their orphanage by the gangs down there in Haiti. Oh, Haiti is such a mess, and it's so close to our country, and we're getting so many Haitians coming over here because their country is a mess. We really need to do something there. I'm hoping our new government realizes that's something important. But I help these orphans. I've helped them with over gathering money to help them build a building that's now gotten stolen by the gangs. And I got them beds, which has gotten stolen by the gangs. And I've got them generators, which are stolen by the gangs. But I've had a few people here on the radio show actually call and bring money in or call send money in to help these orphans right now. They're now in a school in northern Haiti. They were in southern Haiti. Now they're in northern Haiti. And this is something I actually have a 501(c) that I actually have started just to help these orphans. It's called the James 127 Orphan Project. So if you're still interested in helping the orphans, you can call me at, as I said before, the phone number is 833-710-4797. I don't know where my brain is going here. I must be having a Joe Biden moment. Anyway, There are 34 small children from the ages of about 1 to about 12 now. The older kids have left because they were kind of forced into moving out of the orphanage. That's the nature of the beast, you know. Unfortunately, we do have a real mess down there, and our government really needs to get involved, our new government, and try to straighten people out down there and get a government formed again so that they can actually have some control over the mess that they're in right now. So we've just finished Thanksgiving week, which has been an awesome Thanksgiving. I hope everyone had some great turkey out there. I am really a turkeyaholic, so I can never get enough turkey, even on the off periods of Christmas and outside of Christmas and Thanksgiving. I eat turkey all year long, mostly in the form of lunch meats, but you know, the truth is I can never get enough turkey. I don't know why I became such a turkeyaholic, but I do love it. And I love pumpkin pie too. So Thanksgiving's over, but I've got to bring up a quote from Philippians chapter 4. This is the Bible, verses 4 through 7. This has to do with being thankful. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. Let the gentleness be evident in all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every way and situation, and by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the God of peace, and the peace of God will transcend all understanding and will guard you, our hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. You know, I became a dedicated Christian in 1995. Before that, when I was a child, I was confirmed in the Presbyterian Church of Dover, Delaware. But then my dad bought a boat about the age of 11 or 12, and we never went to church again except for Easter and Christmas. And I got married at 21 and by Mary and Sam in Elkton, Maryland. Went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce between the age of 38 and 40. Everybody's heard this story before if you've listened to the show before. But what I did then, shortly thereafter, is I started getting really active in church. I remarried a woman who three doctors said never have a baby. I then became a dedicated Christian at a Promise Keepers event. And I pray and read the Bible every single day. This is an important function to me. But in that same regard, as you just heard, my goal here from the Bible is to help others. That's why I still work. Technically, I don't have to work, but I like working and I don't watch television. So right now we are in what's called the annual enrollment period. It's ending now on December 7th. Some of you will hear this after this. But even if you're in Medicare and it's past December 7th, you can still change your plan next January 1st to March 31st. So for those who don't understand this whole thing, I'm going to try to go through and explain Medicare a little bit more. Because it's not as restrictive as some people think. You can call 1-800-MEDICARE or go to medicare.gov and read lots more about it, because I help you with a whole lot of different company plans, but I don't under every plan under the sun. There's several hundred companies that have Medicare, Medigap plans, and there's in Pennsylvania, there's 7 to 9, depending on where you're at, plans, companies that offer drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans. Now, you'll hear, the thing you've got to remember here is what we're talking about is people turning 65. Now, if you're still working, you turn 65. I will warn you that your drug plan you might have at your work is not going to be equivalent to the drug plans available from the government now. Because for 2025, they've come up with a brand new drug plan. The government's forced all the companies to offer, which is substantially better than any other plan out there on the market. So it's better because there's limits of $2,000 in total drug costs in 1 year. But we'll talk about that more after I get into Medicare. Medicare Part A is your hospitalization. And you've been paying for Medicare Part A your whole life. When it started in 1965, the deductible was $40, I think it was. I'm trying to remember that. I don't remember if I still have notes on that subject or not. To go in the hospital is $40, and your Part B was outpatient services. And outpatient services, you paid for in a form of a premium to the government itself. You could take it out of your Social Security check. And that would be 1965. I'm pretty sure if I remember, it was anywhere from $2 to $7. Now it's for 2025 coming up, it's $185. This year it's $174.70. But what happens, Medicare Part A, if you go in the hospital and that's all you have is regular Medicare, you have to pay $1,600 plus, a little bit more, to go in the hospital. And that's for a day, a week, a month, or a year. Now, if you have, when you go to outside the doctor and go see a doctor, Medicare Part B covers that, and it covers 80% of the bills. Now, that's Part A and Part B. Now, people say, well, what about C and D? Well, I'm going to explain that next. D is that prescription plan we're talking about, which is in part of Part C. Now, I'm really getting it mixed up, right? Well, you've just finished 2,000 commercials a day for Medicare Advantage plans. And if you're on Medicare age, you get a million mailings and phone calls from all over the world saying, have you got the best plan? Have you got all the benefits you deserve? And a whole lot of people get ripped off by these insurance fly-by-nights that are trying to sell you anything under the sun just to get you to listen. It's a bit insane what happens. The government doesn't seem to do a very good job of controlling this mess, but they do try. So what we're trying to do here is explain how this system works. So when Medicare first started in 1965, all we had were Medicare Part A and B, and we had five companies that offered Medicare supplement plans, also called Medigap plans. We had to pay an extra premium for those to fill the holes that Medicare didn't have. Well, 20 or 30 years ago, and I haven't got the exact dates here on this, but they came up with the Medicare Advantage plans. Now, anybody that's, you're going to hear a lot of people that don't offer Medicare Advantage plans tell you how horrible they are. They're just the worst things possible. And what they'll say to you is, look, the out-of-pocket maximum is $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, or $8,000. If you had a supplement plan, you never get near that. Well, the problem with that is that, number one, you're going to pay this year, 2025, you're going to pay $185 to the government for your Medigap plan. And I've got people paying $300 and $400 and almost $500 for the Medigap plans. So you're paying just as much as time goes on for a Medigap plan as your out-of-pocket maximum. But the out-of-pocket maximum doesn't mean you're ever going to get to the out-of-pocket maximum. This is what the people that only sell Medigap plans aren't going to tell you about Medicare Advantage plans. Now, I tend to promote plans. Before I forget, the other thing about Medigap plans, you can go anywhere in the country with those plans. But there are Medicare Advantage plans that offer the same thing. I mean, let's get realistic about this. If you're in a business, you've got to come up with plans that are going to meet all the needs. And companies offer these plans. Now, I'm a big promoter this year of Highmark Blue Cross plans out of Pittsburgh. But they're available all over Pennsylvania and Delaware and West Virginia and parts of New York, but I'm not licensed in New York. So the point being that they have a Medigap plan available now from Highmark, which will cost you a grand total of $7 a month. So that's where we're coming from, and you can use it anywhere in the country. And that's an important function, too, because it's the same price in-network or out-of-network, no matter where you go. That's very important to realize that function. But before 2006, boy, I'm having two Joe Bidens in one day here. Before 2006, Medicare did not cover drugs, except for drugs in the hospital. And what happened when the hospitalization program started was the hospitalization program, when the drug program started, was they came up, this was under the second George Bush, they came up with a separate plan you had to buy for drugs. And now the system is put together so that if you don't get a drug plan within 63 days of getting Part B, you're going to get fined. This is important to understand this function here. because I've had people come in recently that never bought anything except a drug plan. I've had people that didn't understand they had to have a drug plan and had to pay a fine. And it's a real major appeal process if that happens. So there's a lot of salesmen out there that don't do a very good job explaining this system, and I'm trying to explain it as best I can. Now, this year, for 2025, though, the donut hole, the famous donut hole, disappears. And the drug prices are going through the roof because of that, because they've had multiple levels of pricing they can do that with, and now they don't have those multiple levels of pricing. So the net result is your premiums on the drug plans, if you have just a Medigap plan, have gone through the roof, and the price of drugs have gone high. However, what happens is if you ever get to $2,000 in 2025, you pay nothing for the rest of the drugs for the rest of the year. And there's a lot of Medicare enrollees that pay more than $2,000 a year for prescriptions. If you want more information about that, you can call me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com and fill out a little form there, and we'll call you back and set up a time to either have a Zoom call or a person-to-person call. Yes, I will come to Pittsburgh after December 15th or Philadelphia or Ohio or Delaware. I have quite a few customers in Delaware because that's where I started. I've been here in Pennsylvania now for 22 years and enjoying it very much because I have a Canadian wife who loves the snow. So here we are. So if you're looking for health insurance or Medicare insurance, call me at 833-710-4797 and let me get together with you and show you how we can get this program, you know, going in such a way that's going to be comfortable for you. Now, I've had other people tell me, as if you heard the show before, that I shouldn't talk about the fact that I went bankrupt when I was 38 years old. Well, I didn't. It was actually age 40 by the time it went bankrupt. But I went between the age of 38 and 40, I got very sick. And I was in the hospital for 6 weeks and went from illness to bankruptcy, divorce in about a year and a half. So my goal is to get you in a situation where you never get in that position, whether you're on Medicare or on an Obamacare plan. Now, to get into the Obamacare plans, you realize Mr. Obama came in and we had a little bit of a problem in that a few people, about 8% of the people got special rating or couldn't get insurance, had to go through the state to get insurance if they had some kind of pre-existing condition. Now, that disappears for any plan that's a minimal essential coverage plan, and that's Medicare plans and plans through the Affordable Care Act. In Pennsylvania, that's through the Penny Marketplace, and I am a Penny Marketplace agent. New Jersey, it's through the Get Insured NJ or something like that program. I don't do that much pre-65 in New Jersey, but I do Medicare in New Jersey. So what we're looking here is to get into a position that you understand how this system works and you don't end up going bankrupt, because that's still the number one cause of bankruptcy in the United States of America, is medical bills. I don't want you to be like me. Now, jump ahead a few years. You heard me talk about this before. I'm run through this very rapidly. I was remarried about 2 years after that divorce. A woman who couldn't have babies, that's what three doctors had said, one in the Army and then two, one in California, one in Delaware. And I married her at 40. She had a baby at 41 and died at 44. And that little girl is now 33, that little girl I raised on my own until I was 11. Until she was 11, then I remarried to a Canadian woman I'm still married to and love very much. Her name is Margie. She's also an insurance agent. So if you want a woman to talk to, not a man, you can talk to Margie. Now, when you call our office at 833-710-4797, you'll probably get Pat. She's my office wife. I don't sleep with her. She doesn't cook for me, but she tells me what to do all the time. So I've got two women telling me what to do all the time. Plus, I have a puppy named Abigail. And she tells me what to do, too. Feed me, let me out. No, that's what I have to do in life, nature of what goes on in life. So what is exciting here right now, in my opinion, is what's happening in our government, because we're having a whole lot of changes coming on, and I think there are going to be good changes. Reality is, Washington, D.C. has just added more and more bureaucracy to the system here, and our health in the United States has not gotten that good. If you think about the fact that, according to some articles I read, diabetes has increased 400% in the last decade. How can that be if our health is that good? We've got the most expensive medical system on earth, but diabetes is rampant. It's not to mention the fact that the people in their 20s and 30s, young men in particular, are having heart disease at much younger ages. So, you know, I'm hoping and praying that the addition of Bobby Kennedy getting into Health and Human Services and Dr. Oz taking over CMS, Center for Medicare Services, as other announcements also, will hopefully get us moving in the right direction for health. I remember when I started this business, plans were $100 or most about $200. And now for Obamacare-type plans, they run from, depending on your age, of course, but they're substantially more expensive. And by the way, I don't get paid a percentage anymore. I get paid a flat fee for enrolling people. So it's my interest to get you in a plan that you want and make sure that it's effective for you. So this is 33 years in this business. And my goal is to help you in a situation that you don't end up with chronic disease. And hopefully you eat your Wheaties. Well, when I talk about eating Wheaties, what I'm talking about is actually eating well. Too many people eat out in restaurants all the time. My own youngest daughter, 33, for the longest time was not cooking at home at all. And the net result was that both her and her husband were quite not well. They were very overweight, yet they're only in their 30s. So they've now decided to change that, particularly now they have a three-year-old, I guess she's three-and-a-half-year-old daughter, my granddaughter. Her life has gotten much more complicated because, first of all, they found out that she needed glasses, and secondly, she has type 1 diabetes. Now, the baby, Zelda is her name. She does not have a weight problem, but they're very good at controlling that eating, and now they're learning to control their own eating, so they're getting much healthier. And that's what everyone has to do here. And hopefully, with Bobby Kennedy taking over the Department of Health and Human Services, people will start paying attention. You know, I've had a couple people, I think he's a wacko. Well, he might be, depending on how you look at it. If you think that because we have the most expensive healthcare system on earth, and we do, the United States, yet we have the worst health among the 10 richest countries on earth, if you think it's wacko to talk about health all the time, then I guess you're not really thinking about it, I don't think. But I'm very impressed about the fact that Mr. Kennedy's there, and I think Mr. Trump has done a good job of coming up with a group of people that are going to do an amazing job trying to get this country straightened out. I'm not going to get into the other aspects of that, but I'm very interested in health, needless to say, because I've been in health now for 33 years. So on a regular basis, I try to get into discussions on health and try to help you in that direction. I'm going to talk a little bit more about what I've been doing. Why am I 75 years old and only have two medications I take? I seriously think it's because for the last 27 years, for breakfast, I don't eat cereals. I don't eat eggs and bacon all the time. I do have one day a week I take every Sunday, and we go to breakfast, and I do get eggs and pancakes. But what I do is I eat smoothies. Well, when I started, this was a and now this is a major problem for people because they just want to open a box and pour some milk on top of it. But that's not the best thing you got to do. You need to get fruits and vegetables in you on a daily basis, starting the first thing in the morning. And what I've done, I started with I was a distributor for Herbalife for a while. They are a vitamin company out of California, and they were very instrumental in helping me lose a lot of weight. And then in those days, we called them shakes. And we put protein powder in milk with ice cream and other things, and we were able to lose weight. The goal was to have two shakes a day and then one regular meal. And it worked very effectively, but it's not necessarily the best way of doing that. So as time went on here, we came to realize that got to get the ice cream out of the shake. And what I do now is I put milk. Usually we start with, well, actually what I do, I start, this is a three-day process, three different days of how to mix these shakes, or these smoothies up. The first day, I grind up nuts. I grind up almonds. I grind up walnuts, and I grind up cashews. And it's in a blender, and I put other powders in there. I put in, you can buy powdered vegetables and put them into your smoothie. And I buy powdered celery, and I buy powdered beets. I'm not a big fan of live beets, but beets are really good for your blood and your heart. And I also buy powdered fruits and vegetables, and I put those in my smoothie. But then I also put in there vegetables. I put carrots. Cut carrots up, and I put carrots in there, and I put celery in there. And then I always put kale in there also. It's a very good vegetable for you. So I think I'm getting here. This is the green stuff. The green stuff a lot of people don't like. But you put them in a smoothie, and it doesn't really give you, you know, you can get the flavor right if you put in those powders, and you put in real fruit. So I always put in an orange and or two, those real miniature oranges they sell at the supermarket nowadays. And I also put in a banana, usually the riper bananas, the greener bananas I eat for lunch as a snack. And I also put in various berries, strawberries, organic, cranberries, organic. I put in blackberries and a number of other different kinds of berries. I'm trying to think out loud here. I should have made notes on this. But the point is I put all these together and I blend them together and I drink them probably about 20 ounces of them every morning for breakfast. That's what I have for the first part of my day. Then at lunchtime, I have some form of protein, usually a meat. I'm not anti-meat. And I also have a fruit or vegetable at lunch. And then at dinner, my wife is the cook for dinner, and she comes up with an amazing number of things. She is an amazing cook. That's the best way I can say it about her. But starting the day with fruits and vegetables is a different way of doing things, and I think it's why I'm relatively healthy by comparison to many people my age. I'm on two medications, one for cholesterol, which I guess about 90% of the people my age have, and one for my thyroid. I've had a thyroid condition for a long, 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 long time. That's the best way to say it. So, you know, you can call me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, and I can help you get a whole lot of things lined up as far as your health insurance and Medicare insurance. Things you have to worry about in life, though, are not just diseases like we had COVID, which were contagious. You always have to worry about these chronic conditions. And I get a lot of information from Dr. Joseph Mercola. Mercola's newsletter comes out every day, actually. And we talked about his chronic diseases that cause nearly 75% of global deaths. This is a quote directly from him. They include heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and dementia being the most impactful. And what he goes on to here is talking about how you're going to avoid these things if you make sure you get exercise every day and you eat better. Reality is we pay, according to him, the cost of health systems is staggering, over $1 trillion annually in the U.S. alone. Fortunately, there are many steps that can take to lower your risk of becoming chronically ill with diabetes, and that's an extremely expensive disease. I can tell you, some of my enrollees from Medicare are paying a bundle of bucks. They're looking forward to this coming Medicare period for 2025 because their costs are going to be cut down substantially with the new government program. And that's every Medicare plan out there has to follow this new Medicare prescription program. So it's quite a bit different than it was in the past. So the goal here is to try to get healthy and stay healthy, and hopefully you'll realize that that's the direction you want to go in. And not just listen to me, but start doing a little bit of study. Going out, if you can't exercise, walk. You know, that's probably 2/3 of my exercise nowadays is walking. I walk every day with my dog. My wife, myself, and our dog walk mornings and evenings. And that's not to mention doing other things as far as lifting and other forms of exercise. But that's how you're going to stay healthy and how to avoid these chronic diseases that are occurring on a regular basis. So get most of the rest of the show here. We're going to talk about people I've helped and helped get health insurance and some of the disasters that occur out there. My own brother lives in Delaware, and my brother's not as on top of things as he needs to be. He's several years older, but he has Parkinson's disease, and he has heart disease and a whole lot of other things. He's really hard to understand on the phone, but he sometimes is living enough, and he answers the phone. And most recently, he changed. He listened to somebody on the phone tell him how they could get him all these extra benefits for changing from one company to another. But the trouble was, and he agreed to this and gave him his Medicare number. Now, if I hadn't changed him back again, he would have been forced into a situation where he couldn't go see his regular doctor. You know, when you talk to these people on the phone, in particular, you've got to be careful you don't enroll in a plan, whether you're on Obamacare or on Medicare, that you can't see your regular primary doctor. And this happens a lot. There's a whole lot of tricky salespeople out there. I wouldn't call them salespeople because basically what they're doing is they're trying to do anything to get a commission. That's all they're worrying about. Just get a commission. They never talk to you again after they sign you up. And that's not my goal in life. My goal is to get together with you and stay available to you if a problem occurs, particularly if billing problems occur. So if you want to listen to those guys on the phone, you're going to get tricked into this kind of thing where you might have to change your doctor. Now we are, December 7th is the last day of the annual enrollment period for Medicare, but January 1st to March 31st is the open enrollment. So if you made that mistake and now you can't see your doctor, give me a call at 833-710-4797 and we'll get you enrolled in for February 1st at a different plan. I'm sorry if you did that kind of thing. It's happened a lot. Now I had another gentleman come in. He's actually been on Social Security disability for several years, and he didn't even understand that you could get a separate plan. So he was paying 20% for all of his outpatient services, and it was getting a bit expensive for him. His wife was still working, but he's not working anymore because he has a pretty heavy-duty disability. And, you know, it's also get kind of expensive. He's spending most of his extra money just paying his doctor bills. Well, they converted him to a Medicare Advantage plan, so that his maximum out-of-pocket, if he goes in the hospital again, is going to be $420. That's per stay, not per day. Now, there's plans out there for Medicare Advantage that cost as much as $350 a day for 5 or 6 or 7 days, which is just horrendously high. You can get a lot of plans out there that don't have that kind of cost, no matter where you are in Pennsylvania or elsewhere in the other states that have listen to this radio show. So just please realize that the people on the telephone are only concerned about one thing, and that's getting their commission. They're not really worried about much about you. And my brother's a good example of someone who got tricked into buying a different plan. I was able to get him tricked back or changed back again because his wife had a fit when she found out what he did. I don't think he even knew what he did, actually. It was a terrible situation. But now, that was one person I'd helped, my own brother and my sister-in-law also. And my sister-in-law just added, she's not Medicare yet, so she's on an Obamacare plan in Delaware. And I was able to get her. She was concerned about the price going a lot higher because she went on Social Security herself, and even though she's only 62, and that income increased her price a couple $100. But she's still getting a substantial subsidy from the government through the Obamacare program. So she's not paying that high a price. When we started looking at the other companies that are available to her, her primary doctor was available from one other company. But then she started worrying about whether or not, if they travel, and they do some travel, whether or not she's going to be any good. So she decided to stick with her Blue Cross plan from Highmark, Delaware. Those are the kind of things I do. She could have saved about $100 or $200 a month by going to a different company, but she'd have to change doctors. And the second company she looked at, she would have been okay, but she only saved $60. So she was happy with the Highmark Blue Cross plan, and she stuck with the Highmark Blue Cross plan. That's what she ended up doing. That's person one and person two that I've helped in the last week get health coverage. I had a gentleman whose son went to Florida and to go to college, and then he kept his Pennsylvania plan through his mother, but now he's turned 26. So because I've had a lot of people move to Florida, I can help you in Florida also. So in that case, he's a young man, and I put him on, you know, he's actually doing quite well in Florida. That's why he wants to stay there. You know, he's only 26 years old, but he's making over $70,000 a year, which blows my mind. But we've got him on an Aetna plan. Aetna's available on the individual federal marketplace in his area of Florida. It's not available in all areas, but, you know, Aetna is the second largest health insurance company in America. So that's the plan we got him on. And it's been pretty good for him. I can't complain that he's not having, you know, when you're a young man, you're not as ill-oriented, but the truth is you could have an accident or contract a virus of some type like I did when I was 38. So it's important that he got himself taken care of. Now, okay, next land, man saying plan will be canceled. Oh, here's another tricky thing that comes out in the mail. This is enough to drive me nuts. I just wish the government was able to control some of this stuff. Guy got a letter in the mail saying, because he didn't answer his last document that was sent to him by email, he's going to lose his plan. But he doesn't even have a plan. It was a way for the company to trick him into buying a plan. People really don't understand their health insurance, and it's easy to get them tricked that way. But luckily, he called me first and asked about this particular company, and I told him he's being tricked into buying something. So please be careful on what you get on the internet or the phone calls. Call me on the phone, and I will help you out to make sure you don't get tricked like so many people do. Now, this has been a substantial, ridiculous year. I've been working three times as much as I normally work. I normally work a lot this time of year, but because of the change in the Medicare prescription plans I talked about earlier, everybody's plans are changing dramatically. So you still have the opportunity, if you're on Medicare, to change to a completely different plan in the first quarter of next year during the Medicare open enrollment period. We just ended, December 7th was the end of the Medicare annual enrollment period. The open enrollment period is a different period. It's January 1st to March 31st. It's changed from 2 weeks to 3 months under the second, under the last year of the Trump initial period as president. So, next person down the list here. I've had a whole lot of people. Geisinger Health Plans up here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and actually elsewhere in Pennsylvania also, had a very popular plan, a PPO called the Preferred Enhanced Rx PPO, and they took almost all the bells and whistles out of that plan this year. So I've had a substantial number of those people change from Geisinger PPO to their HMO, which is their classic 360 HMO, Rx HMO. Which has been a good, it's almost identical in benefits, but the disadvantage is an HMO, and the prices are different in-network and out-of-network. And that's one of the things I try to talk about on a regular basis, is how you need to try to be sure that you're not going to be out-of-network. So that was a disadvantage, but Geisinger, you know, still has that plan, so you can still get it. You just don't get a lot of bells and whistles with that plan. And there's no premium in many parts of the state, but other parts of the state, it runs from $15 to $76 a month to go and get a plan just like a Medigap plan where you don't have any difference in price no matter where you go, in-network or out-of-network. Highmark also has such a plan. It does have a lot of bells and whistles on it. And this is good pretty much anywhere in the state. The price runs from $7 to $9. That's not much money, but realize that everybody on Medicare, it costs about $1,100 a month for the government to put them on that, and that $1,100 goes to the Medicare Advantage company. Now, all these companies are rated by the government with star ratings, and most of the star ratings are very high for most of the companies out there, the Geisingers, the Highmarks, the Capital Blue Cross, the Independence Blue Cross, the AARP, United Healthcare, the Cigna, the Humana, and the Aetna plans. I think I've got all of them there. WellCare is another company out there. But there's a couple other companies besides that also. They're selling Medicare Advantage plans. The biggest concern you have to have here is to make sure your doctors are in-network. And if your man that's helping you or a woman that's helping you doesn't make sure your doctors are in-network, you're getting rooked. So we can always change that if you get back to us. So going down the list here, I told you about people telling people their plan was going out of availability when it wasn't going out of availability. Now, see, changes in plan, lots of people changed the HMOs and number of people changed to a different company with a PPO, mostly to the Highmark plan. Highmark also had a gentleman who really liked the look of this $15 a month distinct plan, a Highmark Medicare Advantage plan. So I had somebody move to that one. Now, outside of Northeast PA, there's a whole lot of people that can get excellent plans from United Healthcare. And United Healthcare is the largest health insurance company in America. And that's something you have to realize. If they're the largest health insurance company in America, the number four on the Fortune 500, which means they're the fourth largest company in America, you're going to find that an extremely large number of doctors are available for that plan, those Medicare Advantage plans. And the prices go fairly inexpensively. Now, my brother, I mentioned earlier, who changed from a no-cost UnitedHealthcare AARP plan, changed this coming year to a $48 a month plan so that he could have some additional benefits. So there's not, you're not talking about a bundle of bucks. Like supplement plans start at about $125 to $200 a month. But these Medicare Advantage plans run from $15 to $48 at the very most. And AARP is an excellent company. They have very high star ratings. They get paid based on how good their star ratings are. And their star ratings, they get paid from the government based on how well they're able to avoid complaints and how well they're able to make sure their bills are paid. So what happens on an Advantage plan, if you come and sign with myself or somebody else for an Advantage plan, that plan, you send it to the insurance company, but then the insurance company sends it to Center for Medicare Services in Washington first to make sure that you are a legitimate Medicare enrollee, you have Part A, Part B, and whether you've had Part D or not, in the past, and then they turn around and send it back and say, yes, you can get that plan. Now, in that same regard, if you're changing from one company to another for Medicare Advantage or a drug plan, they will also cancel the prior plan. The government changes that for you. But if you have a Medigap plan, you have to change that on your own. So moving forward here, you can be very successful if you have a Medicare Advantage plan. And another thing you can do is you can add supplements to the Advantage plan. Now, you don't have to do this. You can just continue to run with the Medicare Advantage plan and pay next to nothing. But I just signed another 5-year lease, so I'm going to be working until I'm at least 80. I have a store. We call it a store because it's in a small shopping center. And it's in Northeast PA, but I do a lot on the telephone. And people that walk into that store get themselves a free Hershey bar if they come in. We also give them a cup of coffee. But the goal is to be upfront about this whole thing and show people that our goal here is to help you and help you move forward. Now, say, plans have changed a whole lot. Cobra plans. I've had several people come in the last week who are losing their Cobra for January 1st. And they think they can change to a much better plan. And they usually can, because if you go to the marketplace, the penny marketplace or the federal marketplace, the government gives you money towards your costs. And 9 times out of 10, unless you are extremely well-to-do, you can save a lot of money compared to a COBRA plan. A COBRA plan was put together before Obamacare started, and it was a way to make sure you can hold on to your health insurance after you leave a job. And companies had to have COBRA plans available to them, to their employees that were left, were either fired or quit, so they could take their health insurance with them. But companies didn't have to pay a portion of it anymore, so the prices are substantially higher if you go on COBRA. But if you go, if you're on COBRA, you can get money from the federal government based on your age, how many people in your income tax return, and your tobacco status, and your zip code, and your adjusted gross income. That's line 11 of your income tax return. And you get money from the government to help pay for that. That's if you're not on Medicare. This, you know, this is for people that are pre-65. Now, the open enrollment period for them is on right now until December 15th. That's for a January 1st start date. But if you don't get it done by December 15th, we can change you a plan and get you on for February the 15th. So these plans are available all the way through January 15th, and then we can get into special enrollment periods. But if you're on COBRA, you're paying the highest possible price, and you really should look at the possibility of changing that plan completely. Okay, lady moved from Florida to Allentown. Oh, I forgot about this lady. And she took a marketplace plan. She moved up here after losing her job, and she moved back to be closer to family. And what she found was the COBRA price was only about $1,400. Well, only $1,400. That's affordable, right? Well, she was able to get a marketplace plan, the government paying a majority of it. She had to pay $445 for a marketplace plan that I helped her get through penny.com. And that's available to everybody, depending on the income situation you're at, your zip code, and other aspects. Now, if you're moving also, you get what's called a special enrollment period. If you get married, you get a special enrollment period. If you have a divorce, you get a special enrollment period. If you have a child or lose a family member due to death, there's a special enrollment period available. So there's lots of things that get you covered and make sure you're not getting the situation that you go under. And that's what we're trying to do for you here. Not last, but not least, but we're following along from last, but not least. There's another couple that came in who had a Medigap plan. This is a Medicare plan. And each of them was paying almost $400. I think it was $385 a piece on an average, on top of what the government charges. Now, the government charges $185 for Part B. So you take $385, that's $485, almost $600 a month they're paying. And they were able to cut that down and get a plan for $7 a month. And they feel they were getting good coverage. I think they got a good coverage, too. Now, they also added each supplement plan to fill some of the holes that this Advantage plan doesn't cover. But you don't have to get that. And that was about $110 a piece on average. So they saved a substantial amount of money. And that price will never change. So what we're trying to do here is show you that you can get a plan on the marketplace right now, and you've got plenty of time to get this done, but you have to give me a call at 833-710-4797, and I can get you such a plan where you're going to get lower costs. And I don't do this, we don't give you a fast box of donuts for making a fast decision. I send you a quote by email. You know, this is the old-fashioned way of doing things, so that you know what you're getting, so you can sit down and study the plans I'm sending to you, and you can make a decision. Usually I try to narrow it to 3 to 6 options, no more than 6 usually, though. There might be hundreds of plans available to you, but you know, if I can look at hundreds of plans and understand them, if you don't have an experience in that area, it's not going to work a whole lot if I send you more than 3 or 6 quotes. I try to narrow that down based on talking to you and making sure your doctors are covered in the plans, number one, and that you're giving me accurate figures for your adjusted gross income. Now, if you're self-employed, that's a whole different story. So if you're self-employed and you're a contractor and you're bringing in $500,000 a year, that doesn't mean you're making $500,000 a year, because you might be grossing $500,000, but by the time you take all the expenses out, you might only be netting $75,000. or 100,000. There's 1,000 things you can do to make a living if you're self-employed. And the thing I've got to understand here is that you pay taxes and you get your subsidy based on your adjusted gross income. That's line 11 of your income tax return. That's for those that are Obamacare. So, we are coming into the Christmas season. It's pretty heavy duty right now. Every store has tons of Christmas things in it, or Hanukkah things. This is a special season where, hopefully you'll understand that, we have a Lord up there who's going to help you if you look to him and ask him for help. Something else I hand out at our store, besides Hershey bars, is we have a program where I can give you Bibles. Yes, I give out Bibles all the time, and I hand out other books talking about the Lord. So our goal here is only to make sure that you know that you have an option in life, that you don't have to be depressed all the time, and you can move forward. And even if you're having poor health, you can move forward and have a positive viewpoint. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who have major medical problems, yet they stay happy and they stay directed by putting their faith and trust in God. So please consider that option when it comes to what you're doing here. If you want to talk to me about God, I'll be happy to do that. If you want to talk to me about health insurance, I'll be happy to do that. And on health. Now, the thing I've also talked a little bit more about, I'm going to try to end this show up on this subject, has to do with eating healthy. One of the real problems we have is that vegetable oils are not good for you. And there's a whole lot of vegetable oils out there that are really bad for you. And a whole lot of people take the cheapest oils to cook in. And that result is it doesn't help your body. I'm not even talking about weight this time. We're just talking about eating better health with better oils. Coconut oil is an excellent thing to cook in. Olive oil is an excellent thing to cook in. But most of the other oils out there are not very good for you. So please think about how you're cooking. First of all, stop buying food out all the time and start processing your own food. Preferably buy meats that are grass-fed, not fed in a feedlot. I talked about that last week. Feedlots are not really good for you because they feed the animals grains that have been heavily dosed with chemicals to make them grow faster and to kill weeds and so on and so forth. That's the advantage of using organic fruits and vegetables and meats. So you're going to be much better off if you tend to move away from, I know these are more expensive, but you'll find as you move along that you'll be healthier if you do this. Now, I mentioned before that I lost a fair amount of weight. I did gain a few pounds back in the last couple of weeks, but I've been slowly moving that back down. I dropped from 240 down to 190, and now I'm back up to closer to 200, although as of yesterday, I was 195. So hopefully I won't gain that other 5 pounds back. It's hard at this time of the season, but it's the nature of the beast. So what you have to do here is you have to watch your sugars. Those are important. No sugars. Don't use a lot of heavy oils, particularly non-vegetable oils that are good for you to cook with. Cook your own food. Don't buy everything out in the fast food joints or even restaurants because you don't have any control over how they're cooking those meats or those fish or those things like that. Anyway, the goal here is to get you healthy and keep you healthy. And that's what I try to do every week on this radio station, is talk to you about health and health insurance. I am available at 833-710-4797 or bobparkerhealth.com. And I try to put you in a position that you will not end up going bankrupt like I did once, but I avoided bankruptcy once when my wife fell and broke both of her heels at the same time. And I did that by having good supplemental coverage on top of my basic health insurance. And that time we had a $20,000 deductible. This was before Obamacare, but we had a very good supplemental plan that paid me bundles of bucks, paid her bundles of bucks. She's the one who had the accident, not me. So, I wish you a great Christmas season. We're coming up. We'll still be on the air here every week at this time. Call me at 833-710-4797 or see me at bobparkerhealth.com or come into our store and get a free Hershey bar, vitamin H. Bob Parker. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Listening to the Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Show and Health Show from Bob Parker. Thank you for listening. Bob Parker, Health, Life, and Medicare Insurance Agent for Health Markets Insurance Agency, every Monday, 10 to 11 a.m. here on Philadelphia's best radio station, WWDB. The Medicare annual enrollment period is almost over on December 7th. So if you're concerned about your prescription costs in particular, you should get a hold of your agent or get a hold of me at 833-710-4797 or go to bobparkerhealth.com, 833-710-4797.